Listen to the world around you. What can you hear right now? A coworker chatting on the phone? A car driving past on the street? The hiss of steam pipes heating a building? Now think about all the sounds that happen on Earth every day. Bats screech overhead, howler monkeys, well, howl, and blue whales bellow below the ocean. Thunder claps while sand dunes sing, and rockets launch to planets where our own voices would sound different. Meanwhile, we're detecting mysterious radio bursts around the globe, inventing languages of gibberish, creating sound effects with animal noises, playing 300-year-old instruments, listening to music, trying to calm crying babies, and looking for that one place of complete silence. The world is a symphony and a cacophony of aural experiences. Read and hear all about it in the Noise issue of Popular Science. Available on newsstands now and at popsci.com/listen.
The battery life isn't great. It sounded like a jackhammer. It made me bleed a little.
Hello, everyone, and welcome to Popular Science's Techathlon, tech news through games, trivia, and usually friendly competitions. I'm your host, Jason Letterman, and playing along with me today are Corinne, Doorbuster Deals Iozio.
Love me a bargain.
Stan, lower prices than ever, Horacek.
I'm a really big TV for a really low price.
And Rob, going out of business, Verger.
Okay. I don't know what to say.
Happy Cyber Monday, everybody. This is our Cyber Monday special. We're going to dive right in with our bonus game. Stan, you have a Cyber Monday game for us, I understand.
Yeah, so between Friday and now and the rest of this week, everyone's going to buy a lot of crap. Like, just a lot of crap. Just billions of dollars worth of crap. And then once we take it home and we start using it, we're going to go online and we're going to review it to tell other people what we think about it.
Because, hey, this is some crap.
Yeah, this gives us real power over these big companies that we gave our hard-earned money to, is to go and tell others about it. So I love review sections. As a person who writes reviews as part of my job, I love looking at when normal people write reviews. And so I've gone in and I pulled out some of my absolute favorite one-star reviews, because that's really where you find the meat of these things. And the idea isn't to make fun of people. I really do enjoy these because they get such a breadth of content. Some of it sounds like poetry. Some of it's all in caps lock and angry, and you get run the whole gamut. So I've pulled some of my favorite.
Are there haikus?
No, there are not. I'm not going to tell you where these are from or what site they're on or who wrote them, because that's not the point. But I do want you to hear them, and I'm excited to share them with you today. So I'll read you the one-star review, and you'll have to tell me what the product is. It doesn't have to be like the very specific model number or anything like that. You just have to be close.
Okay.
We're all still kind of groggy from Thanksgiving, so we'll be a little wishy-washy with the rules.
I've eaten nothing but stuffing for 4 days.
Because stuffing is the best part of
the
meal.
It's the absolute best part.
Thank you. High five.
I refuse to lie. This podcast was recorded before Thanksgiving. We're journalists.
No. But Rob is being very presumptuous. You know nothing about what I eat when I'm not sitting in this room.
Corinne may have been eating stuffing for 4 days.
That's literally all I eat.
Corinne was implying a falsehood.
All right, Rob, now you have to go first because
this is your punishment.
You outed us.
I will not tell a lie.
All right, here you go, Rob. This is your review. I bought this because it looks like a Star Wars spaceship. I don't know anything else about them. It doesn't work very well, but it looks cool. I'm not sure if it's set up right.
I bet it's a Netgear router.
It is.
All right.
A router.
Yeah.
It was specifically a Netgear router, too, because they do look like spaceships.
Especially those Nighthawk ones with the wings. They look like they're out of Star Wars.
Yeah, they look like TIE Fighters.
Yeah.
I think we've got a couple in our gear closet.
There you go.
Nerds.
This isn't fair. You know things.
I do.
All right, Jason.
Yeah.
This is yours. And I think this might be my very favorite one. I've compressed it a little bit because there was a lot of it. So this is a selection from it. I love games, but this one sucks. My mom bought it for me because it has good reviews. Now it has a bad review. Maybe other kids will actually get what they want.
Is it the new Pokemon?
No, it is the Nintendo Switch.
Wow, that kid's a jerk.
Yeah. He did not want it.
It's not a game.
He definitely wanted Call of Duty. Like, I can't imagine there was anything else that, and his parents wouldn't get it for him. But I really like that one. The kid was like, damn the man. I'm going
for it. It has good reviews.
Going for
now
it.
Now it has a bad review.
Yeah. I really liked the initiative on that one. Corinne, are you ready for yours?
Yes.
Setting this up was hard. I know they come on for no reason. We have them in every room and they all do it. They're listening. I disconnected the one in the bedroom because of it. Also, the music quality is not the greatest.
Is this Sonos speakers?
It's a Google Home Mini.
Okay.
Aww.
And this person is worried that there's a serious spying thing going on.
But also the music quality is not also, that good.
He closes with the music quality is not that good.
Which... Also, my Rihanna sounds like crap.
Yeah. Maybe you should have flipped those and started off with music. If he was like my notes as an editor, I would flip it around.
Other than that, Mr. Lincoln, how was the play?
Like, if you're not worried about spying, like maybe opt for the bigger speaker.
Yeah.
Yeah. Either way, it's always going to listen to you. All right, Rob.
Yo.
I really like this one also.
Thank you.
Yours is, the battery life isn't great. It sounded like a jackhammer. It made me bleed a little.
Oh. Oh, my God.
Oh, my God.
What the?
Okay.
I'm so disturbed.
I think that was a Theragun.
No, that's a good guess, but it was actually an Oral-B toothbrush.
Oh, sorry.
It was an electric toothbrush.
I mean, bleeding a little, that's okay.
Yeah, I mean, I...
It probably just means that you hadn't been flossing well before you got the electric toothbrush.
Yeah.
Yeah, like, I can't even blame that one, but it's one of the few product reviews I've ever seen that said it made me bleed. So there you go. Jason?
I'm ready.
I think you have a better shot at this one. This one is a little easier. I used it twice. It didn't lock in the flavor. On the second time, something went wrong. The bottom part melted.
Didn't lock in the flavor. Is this?
It is a very popular Black Friday item.
Shh, the hints.
I gave Jason a very hard one.
It's totally figure outable.
Yeah.
I have a couple of things in my head. I'm sure this is wrong, but I'm guessing anyway. Is a Soda Stream?
No, the Soda Streams do not melt. What is it?
It's an Instant Pot.
It's an Instant Pot.
Yeah.
Which I've never seen one melt before. So
no,
not,
I don't even know how they did.
I'm not sure what this person
did. They think you were supposed to put it on the stove?
But they're so robust.
I don't know.
I was shocked when I got mine. I was like, this is much larger than I thought it was going to be.
On the second time, something went wrong. Like, I just really like that turn of phrase.
Yes.
Like, I really like the pacing and the tempo
of
this.
Yeah, it was a good reveal.
It really is. It's just beautiful words, I guess. I don't know. I really like these. Okay. Corinne, you're the last one, I think?
Yep.
Okay. This one is also probably pretty easy, but it's also very good.
I love how much Stan loves these.
I really do love them. Like, I'm not that good of a writer, but I think, like, the thing I do well is, like, pace and tone. And I think the people in these reviews do it better than I do. And it's really frustrating.
I love that Stan says, I'm not a good writer, except I do the two hardest things well.
No, not even pacing in terms of story, but pacing in terms of, like, my sentences are nice and rhythmically.
Is it now the time where I point out that Stan writes exclusively in run-on sentences?
Yeah, which I think they're good. It's like jazz music. That's why I think these resonate with me so much. All right, yours is really good too. All right, Corinne. It worked well until a sock got jammed inside. Now it just makes a loud grinding sound. It's just one sock, and that's ruined too. Disappointed.
Is it a Roomba?
It is a Dyson vacuum.
Oh, mm. I was in the right neighborhood.
I will let the panel decide if that's close enough.
No.
Definitely not.
No.
Yeah. So ruined. That person is sad because their vacuum's ruined and their sock is ruined.
And their sock is ruined.
That sucks.
Just one sock. And that's ruined
That's where
too.
The socks go.
Yeah. So I didn't keep score as per the usual.
I got none right.
I got none right.
I got one right when I guessed. Oh, the neck gear router. Neck gear.
Yes, Rob got it exactly right.
Rob
too,
emerges so. Victorious with one correct answer.
Totally.
Yeah. So these are really fun. If you have a particular review that you've read online that you really like, I always love seeing them. We're not trying to make fun of people. Yeah. I just really like these.
Or if you know, you had some snark and you were a little proud of yourself.
Yeah.
We want to laugh at your jokes.
It's true.
I read a Wonder Bread review, no joke, the other day. That was beautiful. I'm serious. It was so good. I'll tweet it.
And if anybody ever wants the best reviews page ever, there was a Bic pen a few years ago that was marketed specifically for women, and the Amazon reviews are pure gold.
Nice.
Just go in there. It's great.
Thank you, Stan. Thank you, panel. And thank you all for listening. We hope you had a great Thanksgiving and a good Cyber Monday. We'll catch it back here next week for another edition of Popular Science's Techathlon. Techathlon is a Popular Science podcast. We're available on all major podcast platforms, so subscribe wherever you're listening now. And if you like what you hear, please rate and review us on Apple Podcasts. It will help other people to find the show. You can buy our merch, including t-shirts, tote bags, and mugs at popsci.threadless.com. The show is produced by the entire PopSci tech team and me, Jason Letterman. Our theme music is by Billy Cadden. If you have questions, suggestions, or opinions to share, tweet us at Techathlon Show. Thanks for listening.